Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, The Wedding Veil. Dusty antiques crowd shelves, a clock, a vase, earrings. The faces of three smiling women, two brunettes and a blonde. The Golden Gate Bridge. The sun rises over the hills of San Francisco. A vintage convertible decorated with balloons pulls into the covered entry of a stately white hotel building with verandas and pillars. Inside, a bride and groom dance. Guests smile and toss rose petals. The three women are among them, and a tall, slender man with dark hair in a suit.
Are you ready to go?
Sorry, who doesn't love a wedding? And oh, that one was so sweet.
But we are in San Francisco to antique, not to catch bouquets. Oh,
which I never catch anyway.
They sit in a restaurant.
Okay, I know your mom was a wedding planner, so you come by this naturally. But your affinity for weddings is just a little bit over the top.
Well, over the top isn't such a bad place to be when it comes to romance.
Not very practical. But very likable.
I'll second that.
I miss you guys so much.
I know. One weekend a year is definitely not enough.
Not nearly enough. There is so much to say.
Her gaze shifts to her wine glass.
Care to elaborate?
Do you want to talk about your breakup or?
I'd rather shop. Okay. Then we will go straight from concern to dessert.
Yes. So does anybody have any ideas of where we should meet up next year?
I was thinking about Savannah. The South is so beautiful, and it is a gold mine for incredible antiques.
Actually, I might be in Italy next year if the university approves my art history program.
Which, of course, they will.
Yeah, of course they will. Excuse me. I'm not sure, but I think that looks like a phone.
Okay, I'm sure. So sorry. But I have that auction coming up, so I told my office they could text me. It'll be quick.
All right, fine.
Okay.
She's gonna be running that place soon.
Of course she will. You know what? I love that we're all coming up the ladder together. You're going to be head of your department. I'm hopefully going to be a full curator at the museum.
How's that going?
Well, the competition's pretty serious. Jason's a real go-getter.
Well, then you get there first.
I wish I had your confidence.
We're available for cheerleading if you ever need us.
You guys are the best. What would I do without you?
To being together.
You know what? To rooting for each other.
Here's Taff.
They toast their glasses of rosé. They stroll with shopping bags by an ornate pagoda arch over the entrance to a Chinatown street.
I know. We do.
Well, do you think we should find out what Hilda is hiding?
Oh, let's see.
Okay.
Antique store, Hilda's hidden treasures.
Good afternoon. Let me know if I can help you with anything.
Oh, your store is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Are you ladies local, or are you visiting from out of town?
I'm from Boston, and Emma's from Chicago, and Tracy lives in New York.
Oh, are you looking for anything in particular?
Oh, I just love antique jewelry, as you can probably tell.
She fingers her necklace, looking around.
Is that a wedding veil?
A lacy veil.
Would you like to see it?
Well, I'm not in the market, but I'd love to see it.
Hilda lifts it.
Well, this isn't an ordinary veil. It's quite enchanting.
Avery's jaw drops.
This is unlike anything I have ever seen before.
You'll probably never see anything like it again. It's Italian, from the late 19th century, and entirely handmade.
It really is stunning.
The craftsmanship is so detailed. It's almost like a work of art.
Oh, look at the little heart. Look at that, it's so sweet.
Are any of you ladies engaged? Perhaps one of you'd be interested in purchasing it.
Oh, well, you're the one with the boyfriend. What do you think?
Oh, Finn and I are happy as we are. I feel that would send the wrong message.
You should know there's a legend that surrounds the veil.
Really? I'll bite.
Whoever's in possession of the veil will find true love.
True love.
Rolling eyes.
Okay, that's my kind of legend. Tell me more.
Romance is her middle name.
Well, my mother had the veil and came to me and my sisters, and we're all happily married.
Emma and Tracy share a glance.
I don't believe this. Emma, look at this. There's a little A on it.
What?
Where? Look, on the underside, there's an embroidered A.
A for Avery. It was meant for you. You have to buy it. It's yours.
It's okay, I know this seems completely crazy. I don't have a boyfriend. I definitely don't have a fiance, but I'd like to buy it.
Oh.
Do you take credit cards?
Wait. Let us buy it for you.
No.
Like a premature wedding gift.
No. Oh, you guys, you know what we should do? We should buy it together. And we should pass it to one another in keeping with the legend.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Something old, something new.
Something borrowed that's going to bring someone or something new into our lives.
Does this thing come with a guarantee?
Well, only time will tell.
Hilda smiles with raised brows. They wheel bags out of the hotel.
All right, well, this is it.
What time does your flight leave?
Not until tonight. I figured I'd go check out some of the sites that we missed.
Wait. You guys, the light is really good here. Can we take one last picture before we
She's ready. You know me so well. Okay.
I should by now.
Emma holds up her phone and the women gather and grin for a selfie.
Wait, can you see the veil?
I can see it. There we go. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, we look so happy.
Oh, just like in college.
Except with better hair.
Are you talking about my bangs?
Your mall bangs, you mean? Those bangs?
Do you guys remember the very first selfie we took in front of that old house that we rented?
Oh, that house was falling down.
Yes, but we had so much fun.
It's still standing. Just like we are. I love you.
I love you, too.
They hug.
All right, this is the part of the weekend I hate saying goodbye. Calling and Zooming can't compare to a real hug.
These goodbyes last longer than the weekend. We have to get to the airport.
Okay. I missed you guys already.
Well, maybe we'll see you at your wedding, huh?
Ooh, you're two maids of honor. Two. I heard that.
Bye.
Emma and Tracy leave. Avery to counter.
Hi, I just checked out, but I was hoping I could leave my things here for the day.
Of course. Oh, what a beautiful veil. Oh,
thank you.
I'll take good care of it.
Thank you so much.
She hands the veil to the receptionist. Outside, Avery raises her arm to hail a cab, failing to see the tall man also waving. They cross paths at the taxi door.
I'm sorry, I think this is my cab.
Pretty sure it's mine.
Based on what?
The fact that I held my arm out and the cab came to a stop.
How do you know you didn't stop for me?
I have really long arms. you know what?
Opens door.
I don't even tell you. Unless, of course, you think chivalry is dead.
Very gallant of you.
Gallant? Wow. Nobody's ever called me gallant before.
Well, how many cabs have you given up?
Clearly not enough.
She smiles.
Thank you.
Problem.
She sits in the back seat and he closes the door and turns to hail another taxi. Avery's taxi stops outside of a stone mansion. She gets out and the man's taxi pulls up beside hers. He gets out with a frown of surprise. Her head turns and her eyes widen when she spots him.
Guess we didn't need two cabs after all.
Well, I guess not.
So is this fate or coincidence?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
He smirks and saunters after her with hands in his pockets. Inside, they stand together taking in a landscape photograph. They tilt their head and read the long artist description on the wall. She glances up at him. He nods, still reading.
I thought I was the only one who read the entire description.
Yeah, no, I know some people find it annoying.
Yeah, which is why I usually go to museums alone.
He meets her gaze.
I go alone, all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I don't have friends to go with, I just...
You just want to keep them.
Yeah, exactly.
They smile and hold each other's gaze for a moment. Then she turns away and continues through the museum room. He drifts next to her.
Hey, do you have any plans after this?
What'd you have in mind?
Well, I was planning on smelling the roses.
A rose garden.
Wait, I thought you were being philosophical, but you literally just... wanted to smell the roses.
Yeah, I'm a literal kind of guy.
Good to know.
Hey, why don't you try it?
She sniffs a delicate pink bloom and smiles.
Nice.
They stroll on.
So, can we call this fate yet?
I say we go with coincidence and see how it goes.
Okay. Well, we have cabs, museums,
yeah.
Roses. What else do we have in common?
Walks in the rain?
If I have an umbrella, yes.
Cats or dogs?
Oh, yeah, I can't choose. I like them both.
Extra points for that answer.
All right, favorite movie?
When Harry Met Sally. And this is a deal breaker if you don't like it.
I'd watch that movie every day. So, what brings you to San Francisco?
A reunion with two friends from college. We meet once a year and go antiquing in a different city. What about you? Why are you in San Francisco?
A wedding.
Oh, the wedding at the hotel?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I'd stick around and do a bit of sightseeing.
She faces him.
I'm glad that I did.
So you don't have to be back at work early in the morning?
No. I kind of make my own hours.
Oh, lucky you. So you're self-employed?
Yeah. Well, it's something like that.
Are you going to make me guess what you do?
You know what? Why don't I guess what you do?
Oh, so secretive. Are you a spy?
No, I'm not a spy.
Yep, I knew it. A spy. A spy who likes to smell the roses.
Are you hungry? I mean, I'm starving.
I could eat.
She shrugs and he nods her to follow. They sit on a bench eating macaroni and cheese from a food truck.
Okay, this is so good.
Yeah. Well, you can really taste like the nutmeg and the cumin and that Gruyere cheese.
Mm-hmm. I think you just tipped your hand. You're a chef.
No.
You're a food critic.
Shakes head.
Only when it comes to mac and cheese. There's a place in Boston I go to. It's got like 21 different flavors. Try them all.
She stares at him.
What?
You live in Boston?
Born and raised.
I live in Boston.
Okay. I think that it's time that we call this fate now.
Maybe so.
There's no maybe about it.
Maybe not.
They suppress grins.
All right, it's fate.
They return to the hotel lobby.
I had a really nice time today.
Yeah, me too. I'm so glad you stole my cab.
So am I.
So we'll pick this up in Boston. All the mac and cheese you can eat.
I would love that.
He reaches for his phone.
Oh, I gotta take this.
Oh, CIA.
Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Hey, I said I'd keep you waiting.
The receptionist hands Avery the veil.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect timing. Thank you so much.
I'd love to have a veil just like this when I get married.
Thank you. It's one of a kind. And I feel so lucky to have found it.
Do you have a dress picked out?
No. The veil was all I could handle right now.
Yeah.
We're going to make a beautiful bride.
Peter frowns at the veil.
Oh, I'm actually not getting married. I saw it. It was so beautiful. I couldn't resist.
Well, it is beautiful.
Thank you.
Can you take that for us?
Peter hangs up and returns.
Hey, so do you want to share a cab back to the airport, or?
No. I don't think that'd be appropriate.
Why not?
He frowns, eyes darting.
I gotta pack. Have a nice flight. Nice meeting you.
He leaves her stunned. The receptionist frowns at her.
I thought that was your boyfriend.
No, I don't have a boyfriend. And if I did, it wouldn't be him.
She glares after him. At the Stanbridge Art Museum, Avery talks on the phone.
Hey, Emma.
Got your message. Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You know, I just wanted to call and touch base. Well, I'm in between classes, so I've got time for a couple of bases.
San Francisco was so much fun, but you know what? It really got me thinking.
I know what you mean. Every time we get together, I start taking stock of my life, you know, where I was when we met, where I'm going.
My thoughts were a little less profound.
Okay.
So after you guys left,
I met a guy.
Emma freezes.
What?
Do you think it was the veil?
No, it was a bust.
Oh.
How could I get it
so wrong? He seemed so nice at first. He was so funny and witty and charming.
Very attractive.
You know that's exactly what you said about your last two boyfriends, right?
I guess I gotta get rid of these rose-colored glasses.
No. Just, you know.
Learn from your mistakes. Every relationship that fails is just an opportunity for us to know more about ourselves and what we want and... Oh, who am I kidding? Even my overly protected heart is just going to do its own thing.
Shakes her head.
All right, we can cover the other bases later.
Go teach your class.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.
Avery strides into a shared office.
Morning, Jason.
Morning.
Jason sits at a desk. A red-haired woman carries folders to Avery.
Hey, morning. Sorry to dump this on you your first day back.
Ugh, what is all this?
Well, since you're heading up the gala this year, Sonia thought it would be helpful if you looked through the files from previous years.
Oh, this is quite a stack.
They were pretty big galas.
Avery thumbs through the files.
And if you pull this off, you're gonna get that promotion. This is how you prove yourself to Sonia. And what extraordinary feats do you think Jason will have to perform? I'm sure he's got a few feats up his sleeve.
Avery narrows her eyes.
That didn't come out right, but you know how he is. Oh, I forgot to ask. How was your trip?
It was the best of times. It was the most confusing of times, but it was pretty great.
How was your weekend? What did you do?
A ring.
Jeff proposed to me in the middle of a Celtics game.
Oh my goodness, I'm so happy for you.
They hug.
Oh, look at this. This is beautiful. Okay, we have to celebrate. Do you want to do drinks after work?
Yes.
Perfect. Jason.
Lucy?
a meeting with the boss.
Jason, what's the status of your children's program?
Several elementary school classes have already signed up, and I was able to book Charles Palmer from NYU for the first talk.
He's aware all the students are under 12?
I chose Professor Palmer because he created a successful interactive art program specifically tailored to preteens.
Sounds perfect. I also wanted to announce that the president of the Hastings Family Foundation will be joining our board. The foundation has primarily supported science and research nonprofits, but Mr. Hastings wants to become more involved in the art community and the museum. Mr. Hastings has hosted several galas for his foundation. He's offered us his services, and I'd like you to work with him.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Unless someone has anything else, I think we're good.
Jason follows her.
I would like to email you some ideas I have for new projects.
Great, I'll take a look.
Lucy to Avery.
That guy is relentless. Well, it seems to be working.
So, have you and Jeff set a date?
Outdoor cafe.
Next month. But, I'm sorry, it's really loud out here. Did you just say next month?
Yes, I know what you're thinking. It seems like we're rushing into things, but I don't want to wait another minute.
The sooner, the better.
I love it.
Good, because there's so much to do. Okay, my brother said he would pitch in. And my mom's not going to be here till the day of the wedding. So I really need your help.
Well, this is the easiest ask ever. Weddings are in my genes.
I figured you would know what to do, and I don't even know where to begin. Are you sure you don't mind?
I'm running out of ways to say yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Cheers. Cheers. Now I can relax.
Congratulations.
They toast glasses. Avery directs workers with outdoor sculptures.
Yeah, this is going to be great. Okay, maybe just a few more inches to the left. Perfect. All right, you guys, I have to get to a meeting, so I'll have to finish this later, but this is looking great.
Sonia to a man inside.
The Stanbridge is so grateful to have your participation. Avery, I'd like you to meet Peter Hastings. Peter will be working with you on the gala.
Avery stares at Peter.
Lucy, I'm in a meeting. Oh, okay, I'll be right there. The Henri Rousseau that's on loan from the Met just arrived, and I'm the only one who can sign for it.
Hey, can't keep the Met waiting.
No, certainly not.
I'll be right back. In the meantime, you two can get acquainted.
Peter smirks and faces Avery.
What are the odds?
Oh, don't you dare bring fate into this. Why didn't you tell me who you were when we first met?
It tends to color people's impression.
Oh, no. My impression of you is that you were very secretive and, well, that hasn't changed.
I never lied to you. I just left a few things out.
Yeah, like what you do for a living?
Philanthropist? Sounds a bit stuffy, doesn't it? Besides, it's not who I am.
Oh, yeah. No, because you're the guy who smells the roses and enjoys 20 kinds of mac and cheese.
21 kinds of mac and cheese.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake.
Sonia.
I hope I didn't miss anything.
No, we were just getting to know each other.
If one can truly know anybody in a short amount of time.
Apparently, not as well as you think.
I'm afraid you've lost me.
We were just saying, how do you know if you really know someone, you know?
Exactly.
He gestures to Avery.
At least you're on the same wavelength. Whatever that might be. Let's go over some preliminaries.
Absolutely. So there are some things that need to be finalized in the next few weeks, like a theme and catering and
sponsor. Can I assume that the gala is going to take place at the museum?
Oh, unless you have a better idea.
I just find museums can be a bit confusing for some people.
Yeah, even one you might want to forget.
Mm. He smiles smarmily.
Where do you want to have the gala?
I think we should have it here.
Me too.
Good. Okay, great. We agree.
We agree.
Totally agree.
I'm glad we've got that worked out.
Yeah. Good too.
Peter and a man in suit.
Remember that girl I met in San Francisco?
Yeah, the one you really liked.
Yeah, the one that forgot to mention that she was getting married.
What about her?
Well, I just had a meeting at Stanbridge. It turns out that she's the curator I'm going to be working with at the gala.
Seriously? Oof, that must have been uncomfortable.
And she seemed to imply that I was the one that was in the wrong.
So, is it going to be a problem working with her?
No, I've been wanting to do something outside of the foundation for a while. You know, get more involved in art. So, I'm not going to let it bother me.
You mean let her bother you?
We're two strangers. It's been a little bit of time together. We hardly know each other. Besides, she's getting married. End of discussion.
Hey, you're the one that keeps bringing her up.
A three-way call.
So the guy you'll be working with is the same guy
you met in San Francisco?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, well,
neither one of us thought so. I was hoping the veil had better judgment than me.
That is putting a lot of faith in some bedazzled lace.
I think you guys were right. Hilda oversold it.
So who's the guy?
Peter Hastings. He runs his family's foundation here in Boston.
He is one of those Hastings?
Uh-huh.
The university has a research lab with his family's name on it.
Didn't you Google this guy?
Well,
His father started one of the first biotech companies in the country.
Well, his father should have taught his son some better manners. I mean, you don't run into a woman, call it fate, and then just hop on an elevator with a lame, nice meeting you.
Oh.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's too bad you can't Google a guy's sincerity.
Oh, that's what I like about Finn. He is a good guy.
He's dependable, and
he never throws me a curveball.
Who are you trying to convince?
No convincing.
Tracy shrugs.
A little compromising. Gotta lean in to meet each other halfway, right?
Okay, fair point. I should go. Tomorrow's gonna be a really complicated day.
Focus on the prize and the promotion.
Yeah, I know. I'll be fine. I just have to get over the embarrassment of seeing him again.
Okay, talk to you guys soon.
Goodbye.
Avery closes her laptop, which has a Van Gogh case. She looks at the veil.
Maybe true love doesn't exist. Yeah, I like the length. What do you think?
Lucy tries on a wedding gown with Avery.
Oh, look at you. That dress is perfection.
Do you really think so?
Yes. It's bad luck to lie to a bride.
Oh, that is very you.
You think? Kind of thought it would match the antique veil I got, which is, it's hard to match.
Avery hangs the white dress up and sits.
Maybe I'm hard to match. You are not. I have been to more weddings than I can count, and I have never caught the bouquet. Well, maybe your luck is about to change. I have very good aim. All right, what's our next stop after this?
Hey, we have a few cake tastings to do, but I'm not sure we're gonna have enough time.
I don't want to take up your whole lunch break. What? What's better than wedding cake for lunch? And I don't have to be back till 2. I have a meeting with Peter Hastings.
Oh. What's he like? I mean, besides being handsome, rich, and single.
Let's just say he runs hot and cold.
Peter approaches the cake tasting.
Oh, this is so good.
He leans over Avery's shoulder.
I'll have what she's having.
Is it 2 already?
No, the board meeting got out early.
Well, we're tasting wedding cakes. Join us.
He sits.
Have a piece. Or 6. Actually, we could really use a man's opinion.
Or by the groom.
Oh, he's out of town.
Peter takes a fork.
Okay.
Try that one.
This one?
Lucy eyes Avery as Peter takes a bite.
That's too lemony.
Well, it's lemon cake. Try the coconut.
Peter tastes it and his brows raise.
Maybe.
All right, try the chocolate mocha. I can't decide.
He tries another bite and rolls his head back with pleasure.
That's the winner. Right there.
Guy's always good for the chocolate. Mm.
We're interchangeable to you?
Oh, when it comes to cake, you are. I gotta check out the installation. Be right back.
Avery leaves Lucy and Peter at the table.
So, when is the wedding?
4 weeks. Can you believe it?
Wow, that's,
He wipes his mouth.
That's soon.
You're telling me.
Can you do me a favor and just let Avery know, just to meet me inside?
Oh, but you're not done your cake?
I lost my appetite.
He leaves Lucy blinking.
Perfect. Thank you.
Avery returns to the table.
You are so right. He does run hot and cold.
See?
Yeah.
Avery and Peter in office.
Okay, so you're going to get me your foundation's list of donors, and then I will cross-reference it with ours.
Attendance tends to increase when the gala has a theme.
Oh, true. The more fun people are having, the bigger the donations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do Mardi Gras. Everybody loves a masquerade.
Yeah, it's fun to dress up and pretend to be someone else. But we have done that before.
Well, you have.
Her eyes flash at him.
Okay, what about a magic theme? You know, we could have magicians around performing tricks, and you could volunteer to disappear since you're so good at that.
Only when I feel like I don't have a choice.
I'm gonna have to wrap this up.
Sure, we've got a busy day of planning a wedding. I'm planning a gala.
Yeah, well, I'm a good multitasker.
Obviously.
Don't forget to get me your list, okay?
She gathers her files and leaves.
Okay.
She goes outside where the workers have finished the geometric sculptures.
Oh, this looks great. But something about this bench is kind of generic. It kind of ruins the mood.
What did you have in mind?
I just want the visitors to sit on something that reflects the exhibit, you know?
There's some benches in the basement. We can get it tomorrow. We're about to clock out.
I'll go down there and take a look. Have a good evening, guys.
She goes to a door and punches a code in a keypad. She enters and descends down a dimly lit stairway to a basement filled with museum objects large and small, most wrapped behind layers of paper. Vases and glassware fill dusty shelves. Boxes and canvases are stacked against every wall. Aberwai leans over and lifts a cloth from a curved bench. She lifts the heavy stone pot, pinning the cloth down, and pulls more of the cloth back to reveal a wooden bench shaped like connected puzzle pieces. Next to the bench, she spots a canvas in a heavy gilded frame covered by a cloth. She slowly pulls back the covering, and underneath is a portrait of a woman. She lifts the painting to the bench and regards it more closely, dusting off the corner to take a better look at the signature, which begins with the letter A. The woman in the portrait gazes serenely with dark eyes, a lace veil on her head. A smile grows on Avery's face and she props the portrait on the bench, then quickly leaves the basement to the sunshine outside. Peter intercepts her, striding on his long legs.
Oh, what's the hurry?
Have you seen Sonia? The security guard said she just left.
I just saw her drive off, yeah.
What are you doing here?
I left my phone in the conference room.
I think I just stumbled across a very important painting. Come look.
She leads him to the basement.
Well, this better be a masterpiece.
Oh, it's hard to be certain it's in such poor condition, but I think it's by Claudio Amici.
The 19th century painter.
Impressive.
He studies the painting.
I've seen some of his paintings at the Louvre.
Yeah, I saw one at the Getty.
You know, it's not unheard of for museums to find long-forgotten pieces of art.
And this would actually bring a lot of press to the museum.
Yeah, if it's authentic. So I gotta do some research and see if I can figure out where it came from.
He tilts his head and points to himself.
Two heads are better than one. Board member, vested interest. I'm just as curious as you are.
All right.
They grin and look down at the faded painting. Night, Stanbridge.
Wow, you must really like Van Gogh.
I saw this painting when I was 12. It was my first real wow moment over art.
I remember my first wow was, it was the Western artists. My father was a collector, so he introduced me to Thomas Moran and Remington. Those paintings made me want to be a cowboy when I was a kid.
It's never too late. All you need is the horse.
He smiles, tapping his fingers.
I think I found something. It's a painting that's listed here by Amici, the Ritratto di una Sposa.
Portrait of a Bride.
His head turns.
Do you speak Italian?
I speak Italian art. Let's see, Portrait of a Bride.
She types.
Okay, so it's showing up in our database, but it's not listed as missing.
He frowns.
It says it was gifted to the museum by a private collector in 1963, but there's no other information. I mean, every piece of art is supposed to be tagged and cataloged.
Her eyes widen.
You know what? I have a hunch. The museum underwent some renovations in 1963, and they built a new off-site storage vault for the artwork.
So what, you think that they left the Amici behind?
Well, if it came to the museum during the renovation, I mean, there were no computers back then. Everything was entered manually. It could have slipped through the cracks.
He smirks.
This would be a huge discovery.
Yeah. I'm so glad you let me in on it.
So am I.
Daytime. Sonia marches into the museum office.
We just got the report. Our experts have authenticated the Amici.
Really? Thank you for letting me know.
Everyone seems to agree with your theory about how it was misplaced. Great work, Avery.
Thank you.
Lucy.
This is amazing. It's
so exciting. Wow.
Jason forces a smile.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks like the competition is heating up.
It's really not a competition, Jason. We're just doing our jobs.
Yeah, well, pretty soon, one of us will have a better job. And I'm not giving up.
Neither am I.
She hides behind a folder with Lucy.
Don't let him step on your moment.
I'm not.
Avery holds a small printout of the painting.
I mean, look at this. Wow. I gotta call Peter.
You see a picture of a bride and you wanna call Peter?
Lucy tilts her head.
Peter, it's Avery. Let's meet up.
Outdoor cafe.
Hey.
Hey, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah.
course. Oh, thanks.
Of course.
Peter checks his phone.
Oh, it's Sonia. I told her that we were getting coffee.
And she's trying to figure us out.
Yeah, well, so am I.
Avery shakes her head.
Okay, so my idea. I have an idea for the gala, and I know it's going to sound a little ambitious, but I was thinking, what if we unveil the Amici at the gala?
I don't know, that painting's in pretty bad shape.
No, but what if it was restored in time?
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, but you're going to have to present a proposal to the board.
Oh, no, not me. Sonia, I'm not a full curator yet, and associates don't usually go before the board.
Are you hoping on becoming a full curator?
Yeah, it's always been my goal.
You know, my father had a saying that you can wait for things to happen, or you can make things happen yourself.
And what if they turn me down?
I never thought of that. But there is one vote that you can probably count on.
She smiles at him. Later, she stands before a meeting.
If we unveil the Amici at the gala, it could bring a lot of attention to the museum. It could help with our fundraising efforts, and people would get to see a work of art that's long been forgotten.
Can you guarantee that the painting will be restored in time? If we announce the unveiling and the restoration isn't done, it would damage the museum's reputation.
I understand. And I've consulted with Frederick Newman, who's worked for the museum for 17 years, and he feels confident that he could have the work done by our deadline. I know it's a risk, but it's a risk worth taking. Portrait of a Bride is an incredible work by an artist who deserves to be recognized. It's been in the basement long enough.
Peter smiles, watching her. Outside, sculptures of rabbits and teacups. Avery sets up plaques next to the puzzle bench and geometric sculptures. Peter strides across the lawn.
So, the board voted.
And?
In favor.
Really?
Yeah.
She throws her arms around him and he hugs her in return. They back away with awkward grins.
Yeah. Sorry, I just got so excited.
Yeah.
Wow, that's all because you pushed me to go for it. Thank you for that.
He turns his smile downward.
Well, I'll let you get back to work.
Okay.
He gestures to the sculpture.
Hey, who do you think's gonna read that anyways?
I know two people who would.
He smirks. Lucy approaches.
Hey.
Peter leaves and Lucy smiles at Avery.
Well, Peter's in a good mood.
Oh, he's so wonderful. And then he's just, like, all of a sudden a different person.
Lucy mock pouts.
Maybe you can date half of him.
Oh, there's an idea.
Okay, listen. My brother wants to get the DJ for the wedding, but we have very different tastes in music. Mine being good, his not so much. I didn't want to hurt his feelings, so I told him to consult with you.
Well, I lean more, you know, romantic.
Well, he leans more, like, loud.
Don't worry, we'll work it out.
Peter and Avery watch the restorer inspect the painting.
Good news is the layers of grime seem to have protected it.
And the bad news?
The layers of grime. Each one needs to be painstakingly clean before I even address the varnish.
But it can be done in time for the gala, right?
I set aside my other projects to make this a priority. It's interesting how Amici painted her.
What do you mean?
She seems awfully sad to be a bride.
Well, even though she looks sad, she is a beautiful bride.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, all brides are beautiful.
Avery looks entranced at the painting.
Thank you so much.
She and Peter walk away.
I was just thinking, since this is going to be the centerpiece of the gala, what if we made it a wedding theme?
What, is one wedding not enough for you?
Oh, we're almost done planning it.
Are you sure you're not taking on too much?
The more weddings, the merrier. Plus, all the mocha cake you can eat.
Okay, started without you. Oh, I just love planning weddings, even though this isn't a real wedding.
Well, I've never been married before, so I don't have any experience.
I'm surprised.
That I don't have any experience with wedding invitations?
No. That you've never been married.
Well,
he licks his lip.
I was engaged once. Yeah, we had a party and everything, but we didn't end up going the distance.
What happened?
He looks down.
The Hastings name and everything that's associated with it sometimes just makes me a bit suspicious of what somebody sees in me. That's why I left out a few details when we met in San Francisco. I kind of like just being the gallant stranger. But my fiance, I realized, was in love with the details, so we never made it through the wedding invitations. But this one's nice, and that one too.
That needs to look like an invitation to a 19th century Italian wedding. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's a bit ornate, don't you think?
What?
A dark floral design.
Oh, what about this one? Look at this. Look at that.
Oh.
Hmm? Traditional, subtle.
Yeah, no, that looks like the invitation to a 19th century board meeting. It has to be romantic. This is our wedding.
He stares.
Gala. The museums. It just needs to, you know, it needs to feel very romantic. You disagree?
No, I just think you seem a bit flustered.
No, I'm not flustered. I'm just, this is me making a decision. Okay, No.
She flips pages.
No.
Orange blossoms.
Oh, this is pretty. Yeah, this is really pretty.
Yeah, it's very pretty. Very warm.
He's fixated on her face.
For the gala, it looks, that looks, it's a beautiful invitation for the gala. It's a nice invitation.
I'm glad you like it.
His gaze lingers on her.
So you think this is the one?
Yeah, I do.
She looks at him and a smile blooms on her lips. They stroll outside.
Yeah, I guess you could say I've always loved anything that looks vintage.
How long have you and your friends been doing these antiquing weekends?
Since grad school. That's where we met.
Wow, so what, you're like kindred spirits or something?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no, though. We're all very different. We all see art differently. Tracy sells it at an auction house, defining its value, and then Emma, well, she analyzes art and its history and how it's evolved.
What about you?
I just like to look at it, so I work in a museum.
He smirks.
And we see art differently, but not friendship. Those girls are, they're my ride or dies, and that's forever.
So which one's going to be your maid of honor?
Well, trios are tricky, so we made a pact and promised each other to each have two maids of honors.
Wow. I was my friend Drew's best man. But he didn't have a choice. You know, I'm his boss, and he doesn't have any other friends.
She sees a restaurant called Farmhouse Mac Shack.
Hey, wait a second. Isn't that the place you were talking about in San Francisco?
Yeah. Well, you want to go?
They sit on a patio eating mac and cheese.
Okay, the Mexican mac is my favorite.
Yeah? Try the mac and bacon.
Okay, that is so good.
Right? So good.
That's unbelievable.
No, I used to come here a lot. And then I ran out of time because it turns out that giving away money is a full-time job.
You're not what I thought a Hastings would be.
I mean, we're not exactly blue bloods. My father was a biotech engineer. And when his company became successful, that's when he and my mother started the foundation. He always believed in giving back to the community, funding research, and then it was my mother who had the strong family commitment and the importance of legacy.
It sounds like they were a great team.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. And then about 2 years ago, my father died. That's when I took over the foundation.
It must be really gratifying to carry on the good work that he started.
It's the best part of the job. In fact, on Friday, we are breaking ground on a new hospital for children.
That's amazing.
He shifts and adjusts his jacket.
I don't know. This whole suit and tie thing, it's not who I am. I guess I'm afraid of letting people down.
He purses his lips.
What is the real you want to do?
Well, when I figure that out, you'll be the first person I tell.
They smile. They exit the car at Stanbridge.
I feel like finding that painting was a turning point. You know, like a sign or something. I know that sounds silly.
No, I think that sounds great.
A man driving a convertible waves.
Avery!
Hey,
Hey, I'll be right there.
We have to go pick out a DJ.
Yeah. Okay.
Peter's face falls.
Ugh, this is so exciting.
Avery gets in and hugs the driver. Peter turns away.
Lucy has no idea I'm booking the DJ she likes for the wedding.
Yeah, I told her you picked out some indie guy and I was gonna talk you out of it.
You gotta keep it a secret. It's her wedding present and I want it to be a surprise.
You know what? Every bride deserves to have a brother like you.
They put on their seatbelts. Peter watches from a distance with his brow furrowed and his hands stuffed in his pockets. Lucy's brother drives away. A statue of a robed woman in the garden. Later, Avery finds Peter alone in the meeting room.
Hey, I'm sorry. That took longer than I expected.
She sits.
But we got a great DJ.
That's great.
You know, I was thinking we should probably start talking about the music for the gala.
You know what? Why don't you handle that? The unveiling and the wedding theme, those are your ideas. I think you should see them through. I'll just focus on the daughters.
Is it just me, or are you always this movie?
What do you mean?
Well, you're so warm and charming, and then all of a sudden you just, you freeze over. I don't get it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not exactly climate control.
You know, it doesn't matter. Never mind. Forget it.
Look, I have a meeting at the foundation. Can we pick this up later?
Yeah, of course.
He leaves her. She fiddles with the invitation in her hands. Office.
Good morning.
Hey, how was your night?
You know what? It was very productive. I've rearranged my priorities, and the gala and my promotion are front and center. I don't have time for a crush or some romance on an unpredictable man.
Are you talking about Peter?
Yeah, things have gotten very awkward between us, and we have to work together.
I don't know. Did something happen?
Let's just say he ran cold for the last time. I'm just over it.
You don't seem over it.
No, it's okay. You know what? Maybe he's not comfortable getting close, or maybe he's not that attracted to me. I don't know.
Or he's very attracted to you, and he's pulling back because he's afraid.
Okay, but either way, that still leaves us in the same place, which is... it's nowhere.
Jason.
Can Sonya give me a few minutes to discuss the kids' program?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do about that.
How are you?
Oh, great. Never better.
Me too.
Oh, good. That's great.
Peter's friend chases him down on a sidewalk.
Peter! Hey, have you had a chance to review the annual report?
I'll do it later. I got a meeting at the museum.
Peter takes three steps, then rolls his head back and turns around.
I don't actually have a meeting at the museum. I just wanted to stop by and apologize to Avery. Mm-hmm.
Drew nods slightly.
Drew, I can't help how I feel about it. But I gotta get over it. Because I like the museum, and I really like working on the gala. Feels like I'm being more honest with myself. Like I'm stepping out of my father's shadow.
Drew smiles. Peter strolls away smiling. Avery leans into Lucy's office doorway.
Guess what? I just got a text from the business office. The gala is sold out.
What? It never sells out this early.
No. Oh, I just want everything to be perfect, you know, from the lighting to the food. I still have a few things to check off my list, so I'll be running around all day. Okay, bye.
Jason.
Does Sonya have any time?
Oh, no. She's jam-packed today, but maybe try tomorrow.
Okay. Avery stands atop the front steps of the museum. Peter is at the bottom, looking up at her.
I was just coming to see you.
Did we have a meeting?
No. I wanted to apologize for being out of line.
You know, you really threw me.
He steps closer.
Listen, Avery,
She eyes him warily.
I'd really like it if we could just be friends.
He nods and smiles.
Me too.
His lips twitch into a smile.
Did you hear the gala's already sold out?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what do you say we go show those donuts a night we'll never forget?
Let's do it.
I was on my way to the concert if you want to join.
Lead the way. Jason Cartwright.
Hi, Frederick Newman calling for Avery Morrison.
He looks aside.
She's not here. Can I take a message?
I need to speak with her as soon as possible. It's about the Amici painting?
All right. I'll let her know.
Jason hangs up and writes a note. He looks at it, glances outside, then crumples the note in his fists and tosses it down. Guests sit on outdoor benches watching a string quartet play under a modern gazebo. Peter and Avery sit together in the back row.
We should hire them for the wedding.
By wedding, you mean gala.
Right.
They saunter down a garden path.
You heading back to the museum?
No, I left for the day. What about you? You have somewhere to be?
I've got a business report to look at, but it's not really my strong suit. Just kind of part of the job.
Points to poster.
Now, that is something that I've always wanted to do, though.
What, take an art class?
No, teaching art to kids.
Why haven't you ever taught?
He opens and closes his mouth.
I guess I was just expected to go into family business, you know? Foundation.
Yeah, but couldn't your foundation fund art programs?
Well, I mean, we've always veered towards scientific and medical research. My father was such a giant in that field.
But you could make a difference with art too, right?
Yeah, but, you know, my mother just believes it's important to honor my father's legacy, so I don't think she'd be comfortable with expanding the mandate.
Well, you said you were funding a children's hospital. Couldn't you start an art program there?
I mean, we gotta build it first. We just started.
Okay, so maybe you can speed up your timeline, you know, and just do what you love. You know, you said that your dad always used to say you can wait for things to happen or you can make them happen yourself.
He smiles and nods. They continue walking side by side in the sunshine.
Sometimes you wait too long.
She glances up at him. Avery paces on the phone under a blooming tree in the museum yard.
Good morning, Frederick. It's Avery.
Yeah, I hope you had a nice weekend. I just wanted to check in.
Didn't you get my message I left?
What message?
I called to tell you there's a problem with the painting.
Wait, what kind of problem?
A big one.
When I finally got below the
varnish, I found that the canvas had buckled in two areas.
There's some
cracking in the pigment.
I didn't want to proceed until we spoke.
It involves much more work than what we had originally discussed.
Okay, but
can it still be finished in time for the gala?
I'm afraid not.
Avery meets with a restorer in his cluttered workshop.
But the gala is all about the unveiling. What can we do?
Well, it needs to be treated in a vapor tent and then a vacuum hot table. And all that takes a lot of time.
But it could be done?
Even if I worked around the clock, it's not possible.
What if two of you worked around the clock?
Very few people have the experience to work on a painting of this caliber.
Avery shakes her head in dismay. She purses her lips and looks down at the dull painting.
You can't wait around for things to happen. You have to make them happen.
I do.
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't mean you. Me. I have to make this happen. What if I find another conservator that you approve?
Perhaps.
Okay, perhaps. That's better than dead in the water. Let's go with that.
Avery in the office.
Right. Okay, well then, when will he be available? No, I'm afraid that's too late. All right, thank you for getting back to me.
Any luck?
I called the two names that Frederick recommended, but no one has time.
If you can't find someone by tomorrow, we have to let the patrons know the Amici won't be unveiled at the gala.
Avery shakes her head. Sonya leaves. Jason smiles to himself.
You know what? Tracy works at an auction house in New York. I mean, maybe she knows somebody. Did you ever find out who took Frederick's message? No, I asked everyone. No one took the call.
Lucy glances from Jason to Avery, a frown passing over her face. Sunset over the city, Avery still sits at her desk typing furiously. She rests her chin on her hand. Lucy passes.
Hey, aren't you going home?
Not until I fix this.
You know, this isn't your fault. Sonia's not blaming you.
I blame me. I mean, I went before the board. I promised them that the Amici would be restored in time.
Okay, listen. Worst case scenario, we unveil the painting at a later date.
And I remain associate curator.
Lucy tilts her head sympathetically. Avery rubs her head.
Call me if you need anything.
Lucy smiles and leaves. Avery's eyelids flutter with exhaustion. Morning sun shines into the office. Avery sleeps with her head on her desk and paws for her phone. Tracy.
Hello?
Sounds like I woke you up.
Yeah, I fell asleep at my desk. In my clothes. It's
not going well.
Well, this is going to wake you up because guess what? Emma and I have been making some calls and we got some names for you.
You guys are amazing.
Yep, I won't argue with that.
Really, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Go get him, Madam Curator.
Avery finds Sonia coming into work.
Sonia, I found a conservator to work with Frederick that he's approved. He thinks they can restore the painting in time for the gala, but he's not making any promises.
Sonia furrows her brow, then smiles.
When can they start?
At home, Avery takes down a dress hanging next to the lace veil.
You're a big disappointment.
She glares at the veil and turns away. Lucy and her husband kiss at their wedding. Lucy wears a white dress with an ankle-length, slightly puffy skirt and a tulle veil. She feeds her husband a slice of cake. Guests watch with big smiles. Avery and Peter lock eyes across the room.
This is the best cake I ever ate.
Peter smiles. He's with a slender blonde woman in a red dress. The guests raise their glasses, then begin to fill in around the couple. Avery sees Peter through the crowd with his date and her face falls briefly, but she soon resumes smiling and chatting. She wears a floral dress. Avery and Lucy meet in front of the DJ.
You look so beautiful.
Thank you.
So I invited Peter.
So I see.
Well, he was so nice and, you know, he helped with the cake.
And you were trying to set us up.
Well, you two seem so good together.
Yeah, except when we're not.
I had no idea he was going to bring a plus one. I'm so sorry. I guess he just assumed.
It's okay. And she's so pretty. And they seem really close. So it's fine. Peter and I are just friends. Honestly, it's fine.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Of course.
Lucy touches Avery's hand and moves on. Avery sits alone at a table staring into space. People dance behind her, the bride and groom bobbing and grinning. Peter stands at the bar. He looks over his shoulder and sees Avery. He carries two glasses of champagne to her table. He sets one in front of her, then sits.
Oh, thank you.
You having fun?
I am.
He looks around, open-mouthed.
I'm surprised Lucy invited me.
Avery smiles through a sour face.
Yeah, so was I.
He nods.
Well, you weren't kidding when you said the more weddings the merrier. Lucy's, gala, yours. You know, where is the lucky man? I would like to meet him. I'd like to congratulate him.
What? What lucky man?
Your fiancé.
What fiancé?
Peter points at Lucy's brother.
That guy, right there.
That's Ryan. That's Lucy's brother.
You and Lucy are going to be family.
No, we're not.
Pretty sure that's how that works.
How it works?
In-laws.
We're not engaged.
Oh, did you just break up?
What? No. We were never together.
Peter sits back in his chair, his gaze clouding.
So, you're not getting married?
No, not that I know of.
He points.
Do you always travel with a wedding veil?
You saw the veil in San Francisco and you thought I was getting married.
Yeah, and I saw you talking to the concierge about the dress and what a beautiful bride you would be.
No, Tracy and Emma and I, we bought it at an antique store because it has the most romantic history and we just couldn't say no. I mean, I actually couldn't say no, and they chipped in. Wait, this whole time you thought I was getting married?
Yes!
He grits his teeth, eyes wide.
Yeah! Well, I gotta tell you, I've never been so happy to be so wrong.
She grins.
What?
Well, now that it seems that we are both single, would you care to dance?
I would love to. But what about your date?
Well, I thought you were gonna be here with your fiance, and I didn't want to arrive alone, so I asked my cousin, Miss Nina.
Right.
And she loves weddings.
I mean, who doesn't?
Well, how about that dance?
Right.
He leads her to the dance floor where they eat each other and sway, trying not to grin.
Baby, I ain't never been good in that.
Couples bob gently around them, gazing into each other's eyes. Nina dances with Lucy's brother.
I'm so
something I know is greater. And I don't need no calculator.
Peter twirls Avery and pulls her close. He spots Nina.
Cause as long as 1 + 1 will equal 2.
Hey, looks like your fiancé and my date are actually hitting it off.
Avery shyly looks up.
And as sure as 5 + 5 = 10, girl, my love will never end. Gonna hold you like the stand of me. Gonna love you till infinity.
They gaze at each other as if taking each other in for the first time. She inches closer and rests her head on his chest. He leans his chin on the top of her dark brown waves and they dance with blissful smiles. Lucy.
All right, everyone, it's time to throw the bouquet. Come on, get in. Come on, guys. Ready? Come on, get together.
Young women gather near Lucy, who turns her back with a mischievous grin. She launches her bouquet backwards and they reach, but it lands in Peter's hands. Peter grins and hands the bouquet to Avery. Lucy clasps her hands and raises her brows.
Thanks for bringing me home.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, your fiancé took my date home, so it's only fair.
He hands her Lucy's bouquet.
Look at this. I can't believe I finally got the bouquet.
Yeah, just so you know, that it doesn't scare me away.
She regards him with a dreamy gaze.
I have to work early in the morning, so I should probably...
Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
She smiles and looks down, pulling away to enter her apartment. She pauses at the door.
Good night.
Good night.
She goes inside. He shakes his head and stumbles backwards a step. In her apartment, Avery sets the bouquet down and sits on her wood-framed bed. She looks over at the lacy white veil, hanging prominently among her clothes.
Maybe the legend is real.
Her shoulders quake in a giggle. In the office, Sonia looks at an orange blossom invitation. She, Avery, and Peter stand over a seating chart.
That should do it, barring any last-minute changes.
We did leave a few seats open here at table 6.
Ah, good. What's the status of the painting?
I spoke with Frederick this morning, and he says that they're making good progress.
And the caterer?
Peter and I are going there tonight to sample the menu.
You two seem to be collaborating quite well.
Well, there was some confusion with the veil.
Yeah.
But I think we're fine now.
A veil for the unveiling?
We decided to cover the painting with a black velvet cloth.
Well, I should head back to the foundation. I mean, I do have a day job after all.
Oh, before you go, there is one last thing.
She tensed her hands.
Ever since you joined the board, you've gone way above and beyond.
Well, my pleasure.
We need someone to unveil the painting at the gala. I wonder if you'd do us the honor.
Peter looks to Avery.
The honor would be mine.
Great.
Avery smiles. Peter flicks his eyebrows at her and saunters out. Evening, Avery and Peter eat pasta in an Italian restaurant.
We have a problem.
What?
The food is so good, no one's gonna pay attention to the art.
Yeah, the rigatoni carciofe. Bene.
Parli italiano?
What's that?
Do you speak Italian?
Oh, well, yeah, I speak Italian food.
I'm not kidding, I've been to 100 weddings and I have never tasted food this good.
I don't think I'd even know 100 couples.
They sip wine.
Well, I was counting the weddings that I went to as a kid. My mom is a wedding planner, and whenever she couldn't find a babysitter, she would just bring me along with her. I even pinched it for the flower girl a few times. Yeah, so I grew up thinking that, you know, flowers and hearts and I do's were just the norm. I mean, they were for my mom and dad.
She must be very proud of you.
Yeah, she passed when I was 18.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't know.
No, it's okay. I mean, weddings are, honestly, they're full of really happy memories for me.
So do you think Sonia knows that we're dating?
I didn't know we were dating.
What do you mean you didn't know? The first date was in San Francisco when we went to smell the roses.
And then you ran away.
Oh, okay. Well, our second date was at the Mac Shack.
Oh, and that was romantic.
You know what was romantic?
Mac and cheese.
You know what was romantic? It was Lucy's wedding.
Yeah, but we didn't go there together. You were with your cousin.
Yeah, who's dating your fiance now, by the way. Is that weird?
I mean, they do make a really nice couple.
I guess. So do we.
She smiles and looks down.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't rush things or complicate things.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm nervous enough, and I think we should just keep collaborating until after the gala. And at least now I know you don't run cold.
Well, unless you have any of the fiancés lying around. Do you?
In the office, Avery paces flipping through papers. Lucy.
Hey! How was the honeymoon? Oh. Well, other than being too short, it was great. Oh, I'm so glad. How's everything going here?
Hectic. It's 5 days until the gala, but things are going really well.
All right, good. Morning, Jason. His art program starts today.
Oh.
Jason types in a panic.
You all right? Everything okay?
Not really. My art program is getting derailed before it even started.
What do you mean?
Well, my big get, the esteemed Professor Palmer, won't be here in time.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not your fault.
He shrugs.
Kind of is. I was floating so many projects trying to get the promotion, I accidentally booked them on the wrong flight. Now it's too late.
I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do to help?
Well, there's nothing anyone can do. I've got a group of school kids coming here in a few hours, and I have to cancel on them.
He leans on his desk and picks up his phone.
I really don't want to make this call.
Avery takes the phone from him.
I have an idea that might solve your problem.
Peter.
Okay. You know what I said? I was going to step up, so I'm going to step up. But am I the most qualified person for this?
Yes.
Because I don't feel like I'm the most qualified.
You have a passion for art, okay? You have a generous desire to share it with kids, and how much more of a qualification do you need? Hey, just think about that little boy who was so inspired by those Western paintings that he wanted to be a cowboy.
Peter shifts uncomfortably.
Okay.
How
long is this, though? Is it a long thing?
It's an hour. And this is something you've always wanted to do. Now you get to see if it's a good fit.
What happens if there's, like, the next Picasso out there and I send him to dentistry?
You got this. You got this. Go.
He rolls his head on his neck. He talks to kids by a big gray rainbow splattered sculpture.
So, I don't know about you guys, but when I look at this sculpture and I tilt my head, it kind of looks like My Little Pony made out of Legos. No? You guys don't see it? What do you guys see?
It looks like the time when my little brother left his crayons outside in the sun and they melted together.
They melted together. You know what? I can see that. And actually, that is why we call this abstract art, because everybody sees something different and
gives us something to talk about and think about.
Avery watches.
You guys want to see some more art?
Yeah, all right.
Sonia and Jason watch smiling.
Having Peter fill in was a wonderful idea. I had no idea he'd be so engaging with the kids.
Jason nods.
It was Avery's idea.
She deserves the credit for this.
Sonia nods slowly.
I appreciate your honesty. It's still your program, Jason. I think you should see it through.
Sonia leaves. Jason shakes his head.
You should enlist Peter's help.
Thank you.
Of course, I'm just glad it worked out.
He tightens his lips.
There's something I need to tell you. I'm the one who took the message from Frederick Newman.
I know. Frederick told me.
Okay, I don't get it. Why did you bail me out today?
Because I care about the museum, and you do too. It's a win-win.
Wow, you know what?
Especially for him.
I can see that. Yeah.
You think competitors can be friends?
Apparently so.
Avery and Jason smile at each other. Evening over downtown San Francisco. Avery and Frederick the Restorer contemplate the painting.
you did a remarkable job.
It's a remarkable painting.
She wears a fitted lilac dress.
Okay, have we crated up now?
Yeah, the courier's just outside.
Nighttime. The museum is decorated with strings of lights and guests in formal attire wander through the entryway paneled with rich dark wood where the string quartet plays. They mingle and take in paintings near plates of hors d'oeuvres decorated with oranges and orange blossoms. Avery enters in a black cocktail dress with a geometric white asymmetrical top. Peter wears a brown suit on his lanky frame. He turns and smiles, then crosses the room to her.
Wow. If I forget to tell you later, you look stunning.
Thank you. Might I add how dashing you look?
Oh, wow. Suits Italian.
No.
I have to keep up with her beam.
An older woman.
Oh, congratulations, Peter. I think this is the most exciting event that the Stanbridge has ever had.
Thanks, Mom. I can't take full credit, though. This is my collaborator, Avery Morrison.
So nice to meet you, Mrs. Hastings.
Oh, please, call me Grace. You two have made this an extraordinary evening. Everybody's talking about how beautiful it is. And, of course, we're all very excited about the unveiling.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be disappointed.
Yeah, most importantly, this beautiful painting will finally be seen, after all these years.
Sonia nods.
As my cue, excuse me, ladies.
Peter addresses the room in front of a panel of black cloth.
Ladies and gentlemen, have your attention. Thank you all for being here tonight. My name is Peter Hastings. I'm a member of the board. Tonight, we are here to support the museum, have a good time, and to unveil a painting which has not been publicly viewed in 56 years. Some of you may be aware of the 19th century artist Claudio Amici, but for those of you who aren't, I think you'll find this painting to be a revelation. It is my privilege to present to you a portrait of a bride.
He pulls a gold tassel and the black cloth falls to reveal a bright and clear painting of the dark-haired bride wearing her lace-trimmed wide veil.
Oh, it's magnificent. You and Peter must be so proud.
We both worked really hard. Peter was just incredibly helpful, especially when it came to researching the painting.
Well, he's always been very taken with art, ever since he was a young boy.
He told me about the Remington paintings and how they made him want to be a cowboy.
And did he tell you that he convinced us to get him a cowboy outfit that he wore everywhere?
He left that part out. it's one of the things I admire about him, how he wants to share his passion for art.
Well, I know that he finds his work at the museum very gratifying.
And it's not just that, though. He actually jumped in last minute and rescued the children's art program the other day. And the way he was explaining abstract art to the kids, it was just, it was amazing. I don't know if he or the kids had more fun.
Well, he never mentioned it.
Really? He said that teaching art to young people is something he's always wanted to do.
Oh, I thought he'd given up that notion.
Did I say something I shouldn't have?
Oh, no, dear.
I'm sorry, I just assumed that.
I think it's I who have been making assumptions.
Lucy.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. There's a person from the Globe here that wants to do an interview.
Excuse me a minute.
Of course.
Lucy and Sonia toast. Avery finds Peter.
Oh, I'd love to take a look at it. Yeah, of course. Hey, should we grab some champagne and celebrate?
Not right now. Can I talk to you outside?
Sure.
She and Peter go to the illuminated veranda.
Something wrong?
Yeah, I just had a conversation with my mother.
I really like her.
Yeah, she really likes you too. But all of a sudden she's concerned about some unfulfilled dream I have about teaching art. Asking if I'm even happy at the foundation.
Are you happy?
That's not the point.
I'm sorry, I think I'm lost. What is the point?
Look, my mother puts on a brave face in public, okay? But she's still mourning the loss of my father. This foundation is how she keeps him alive. It's not about what I want. It's about my responsibility to my family.
I meant no harm. I'm so sorry I upset her. Is this just an excuse to pull away again? Because, Peter, there's no phantom fiancé you can blame this time.
Peter looks dismayed, hands on hips. Avery shakes her head.
I'm sorry, I just... I can't do this.
She leave. He presses his lips together and swallows, shaking his head. Daytime, Avery on three-way call.
I'm sure you guys have better things to do on a Sunday than listen to me whine about last night.
It's not whining when you're in the right.
Maybe I shouldn't have said anything to his mother.
You were just telling the truth. It's not your fault if he doesn't want to acknowledge it.
All right, let's talk about something more reliable than love.
Like what?
Your career? Have you heard anything about the promotion?
Well, I mean, the gala went really well, so hopefully, maybe, I don't know.
Can you try saying that again with a little more belief in yourself?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a couple days to refill that tank.
In the meantime, we'll believe in you.
Aw, thanks. You guys go enjoy your Sunday.
Love you.
You too.
Talk soon.
She closes her laptop and sighs, casting a sidelong glance at the wilting wedding bouquet in a vase on the table. She puts on a fluffy pink robe and picks up her black geometric gown from her bed to hang it. She hesitates seeing the veil, her eyelashes fluttering.
Peter's not the one either. It's time to move on.
She hangs the dress and closes the closet. Later she stands in the gallery taking in the painting of the bride with her arms folded. Sonia approaches behind her, hands clasped in front of her.
There you are.
Perk of the job. Hmm. Did you need something?
I wanted to let you know the museum administration has decided to promote you to full curator.
Congratulations, Avery.
You have no idea how much this means to me.
The last few weeks have only proven what an invaluable asset you are to the Stanbridge, so I'd say you earned it.
And I will continue to earn it. Thank you.
Congratulations again.
Sonia smiles and tilts her head, then leaves Avery with a growing smile. Avery turns to the bride painting. Peter kisses his mom's cheek in a restaurant.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
He sits.
It was so important that you wanted to have lunch today.
Well, I just thought there were some things that we needed to clear up.
Like what?
I've been doing a lot of thinking since the gala. If running the foundation is not something you want to be doing, then you shouldn't.
I never said that.
Which is why I did. All I care about is your happiness. And that's where my happiness lies. The foundation is well established, and your father's legacy is secure.
She smiles. He remains impassive.
I heard you were quite a hit with the kids at the Stanbridge. Avery said you were amazing.
Yeah. You know, she always sees the best in people.
Well, it took a lot of courage for her to speak up and tell me, ever so sweetly, what I might have missed about my son.
He presses his lips together.
You know, I pushed her away again. And that's the last thing that I want to do.
Then don't.
You know, when I first met Avery, I didn't tell her who I was. Or what I did, and she still seemed to like me.
All the more reason to trust her. And trust how you feel.
She raises her brows encouragingly. He nods.
Your life is so short. And Avery strikes me as the kind of woman worth loving. Don't postpone your happiness another day.
He shares a slight smile.
Thanks, Mom.
Avery and Lucy in the office.
Avery, you're needed in the main gallery. Something about the Amici painting?
Really? What's it about?
I don't know.
Lucy smiles and bobs her shoulders up and down behind Avery's back. Avery stalks into the gallery and finds Peter with a bouquet of red roses by the bride painting.
Are you the reason I was called here?
Yeah, being a board member has its perks.
She blinks.
I didn't mean to ambush you. I couldn't take the chance that you wouldn't see me.
He steps closer.
Avery, I'm sorry. Yeah, I blew things out of proportion.
She inhales.
It was my fault.
I won't argue with that.
He smiles and nods.
Well, that's good, because there's more. I know who I am now because of you. And I know what I want to do with my life. And none of that seems to matter if you're not in it with me.
Her eyelids flutter.
I got you these because they reminded me of the first day that we met.
She smiles.
That was a good day.
Yeah.
She takes the roses.
Like, you know the feeling you get when you find your soulmate?
Yeah, soulmates are hard to miss.
Yeah. Well, I didn't miss mine. Look, I'm sorry if I'm over the top, but it's just that I'm in love with you.
Over the top isn't such a bad place to be when it comes to love. I'm so in love with you.
He beams and kisses her, cupping her neck with one hand. She holds his upper arm and returns the passionate kiss. The bride hangs serenely in her fame behind them. Text, 8 months later. An arrangement of pink flowers and roses. Guests mingle at an outdoor wedding at the museum. A little girl throws flower petals. Inside, Tracy looks out a window wearing a rose-pink bridesmaid's dress. She turns to smile at Avery, who stands nervously before a mirror in a white gown. Emma stands behind her.
You make a beautiful bride.
You're absolutely glowing.
I always knew you'd be the first one of us to get married.
This is officially the best weekend reunion ever.
Don't make me cry. My dad already made me cry and I had to fix my makeup. You guys, I know you have your doubts, but I truly believe the veil brought me and Peter together.
That is because you truly believe in true love.
Yes, I do.
Tracy and Emma share a glance.
You're supposed to break the tie.
Oh.
I'm on the fence.
What?
Still?
I think I might be leaning toward anything is possible.
I knew it. See? Right?
You win.
The friends beam.
All right. Let's put the veil on so you can get married.
Avery faces the mirror.
All right.
Her friends place the veil over her dark hair.
Is that good?
They adjust it to frame her face.
Perfect. And then some.
This is it?
Your happily ever after awaits.
Her friends hug her from both sides. She descends the museum's wooden staircase in her white gown with a fitted sleeveless bodice and voluminous white satin skirt. A gray-haired man in a tuxedo holds out his elbow for her at the foot of the stairs and leads her outside, down a wisteria-covered stone staircase to the petal-strewn aisle. Emma and Tracy go first down the white-carpeted aisle to Peter, who waits with the officiant under a floral arch. Guests turn to see Avery.
Yes, Dad.
Peter waits with hands folded. Avery's father escorts to him, smiling proudly. Sunlight shines through the autumn leaves of the trees. Avery's father releases her from his elbow and takes his seat. Avery smiles and stands facing Peter. Tracy adjusts the train of her gown and takes her bouquet.
We are gathered here today to join this man and this woman in matrimony. Do you take this man to be your husband?
I do.
Do you take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Peter grins and he and Avery hold each other, their lips pressed together in a sweet kiss. Emma and Tracy beam and giggle behind their friend. Avery and Peter's friends, family and colleagues rise to their feet to salute the new married couple on their walk back down the aisle. Just what you Later they dance at an outdoor reception. Peter twirls Avery in her fitted gown and lace veil. They dance and laugh. Couples join them one by one. Avery rests her head on Peter's chest. Emma and Tracy.
So, where is Finn?
He's on tour with the orchestra. What is that look?
What? No look. This is just my face.
No, it is a look. You are giving me a... Here comes the bride.
Hey. Hi, beautiful.
Hi.
There's something I really want to show you guys. I'll be right back.
Aww. Yeah.
Okay.
Emma and Tracy follow Avery into the gallery to the bride painting.
Oh, wow. Oh, where you can see the influence of the Italian masters.
This painting would set records in an auction.
Look at the veil, though.
An embroidered heart amidst the swirling lace.
The little heart. It looks just like
our veil.
I never noticed it because the painting was in such bad shape, but I think someone just added the beaded headband.
But I thought they were a set.
I think it's the same veil. What are the odds?
Very low.
Hilda said the veil was 19th century Italian lace. This is a 19th century Italian portrait of a bride wearing the same veil as me.
I just don't think that it could be the same veil.
I'm telling you it is.
Emma.
You know, I'm going to Italy next month to teach. I could take the veil and research its provenance.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. And then we don't have to worry about who gets the veil next.
Well, only if you won't be needing it.
Finn and I are fine as we are. No rings, no rice. You should take the veil.
Okay. Only because I'm curious about its history.
Tracy smirks.
Yeah, definitely.
For research.
Yes, yes, research. Yes.
Peter.
So, when I first met Avery, I fell in love with her right away. But I thought she was taken because of the veil.
We got to follow along in real time.
Yeah, but the veil didn't break us up, though. It actually brought us together.
I don't follow.
Emma.
You told him about the legend, right?
No, what legend?
The legend is whoever is in possession of the veil will find true love.
Eyes roll.
Well, I'll drink to that.
To the veil.
To the veil. And to true love.
They toast flutes of champagne. Peter and Avery kiss with an intense gaze. The three friends and Peter stand in the lushly floral garden of the museum surrounded by wedding guests. Text, the end, for now.